Since 2017, when their son Garrett lost his life to suicide, Julie and Scott Helpert and their family have been on a journey of healing. They found the incredible strength to honor their son's memory by giving others who are suffering the hope to live. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY. You are about to realize, Julie, the dream you have had to open up a healing center in Garrett's name, Garrett's Space. This must be so exciting for you.
It's incredible. It's been a long journey, and the property that we're in the process of acquiring is just magnificent. It's on 76 acres. It's the most exquisite nature, just exactly the environment that we are looking for our young adults who will come there to heal.
You received the appropriate approvals from Superior Township, where this is located. And so what's next?
So now we have to, we need to close on the property. In terms of a timeline, we expect to start in-person programming. There's an existing house early next year. We expect the center will be built by 2026 and that will be operating and will be open for residents in 2027. For the first year, we'll be operating for a day programming, bringing people in for day programming. We currently have virtual programming, and we really want to expand that in-person programming before the center is totally built.
Explain why this property, why the aspect of nature and what you're going to bring to Garrett Space, you believe is the answer for people who are struggling with mental health.
Well, first of all, our target population is young adults ages 18 to 28, and their living situations can be tenuous and transient and sometimes toxic. And we want to pull them out of their environment and give them a place they can go to really just exhale and have a cocoon of support. And we feel that having an environment of nature, there's actually research that shows that nature can be extremely beneficial to your mental health. And we feel like being located in a place that just takes them away and is, you know, isn't a stressful environment can really, it sets the stage for a successful outcome.
You will have both overnight stay and day programs. Tell us a little bit about what you envision.
So we will have some young adults will be coming for day programming, and then for the overnight guests, and we're really focused on holistic, non-medical intervention. So the time will be spent in support group with peers. We have wellness programming right now virtually, which has shown incredible success in young adults feeling like they're not alone in their struggles by being brought together with others who are struggling and having those discussions led by experienced clinicians. So we expect to have that. We're also very much interested in teaching them healthy behaviors, coping mechanisms, ways to deal with breakups of what can be their first significant romantic relationship. We expect to have nutritious cooking, yoga, as we know that movement and exercise is also vital in keeping you mentally healthy, journaling, all kinds of poetry, all kinds of things that teach young adults how they can live in the world in a healthy, productive, and happy way.
Also very important, those connections and being able to make those connections for these young adults in particular. So this is really exciting. You're going to actually be building a place on that property. Will you be keeping the original house as well?
Yes. So there's an existing magnificent 5,000 square foot Frank Lloyd era house that we will be using for administrative offices, possibly a welcome center. And as I said, some of our day programming we can conduct out of the house. There's also a magnificent large kitchen where we can have activities, you know, cooking activities where people can share their culture with each other. And there's a large dining room table we can sit around and, again, build community through food. And then in addition, we are going to be really having a wellness campus. So we'll be constructing a residential center near the house and then a creativity studio, which will house all of our activities. Like we'll have an art studio in there. We'll have a place for movement and music. So it'll be like a triangle-shaped campus. We're also working with a leading architect, Mass Design, out of Boston, which they're very skilled in building healing spaces. They're an award-winning, nationally recognized architectural firm. We did a very extensive search to make sure that we had the best people for the job. And it's quite magnificent what they've come up with in terms of their renderings and the conceptions that they have for bringing our vision to reality.
So are there other similar spaces across the country then?
I'm really glad you asked that, because the answer is no. We are fortunate enough to work with a woman named Connie Wood, who is an educational consultant. She places young adults in residential facilities all over the country and has visited many, many of them. And her reaction was that what we are creating is unique and desperately needed. And so we've worked with Connie to conduct interviews and do outreach to all these places to research best practices, find out what works and what doesn't work. Many of these places are long-term stays, 6 to 9 months, for those who have very severe mental health issues. And that is hard for a young adult because it can be disruptive and it's very expensive. So our stays will be 3 to 4 weeks, which is really new. We don't expect to, you know, quote, cure our young adult during that time, but we hope to give them a respite, really, and to allow them a brief period to focus on their mental health and get them connections that they and resources that they can continue to draw upon once they leave the center. And as far as we know, we haven't found it. So our goal is really to create a new model that can be replicated all across the country.
And how do you envision young adults finding the place? How will they be accepted into it? How does that happen?
Well, we'll have a pretty we'll have an intake process where we'll screen for those who have significant psychiatric disorders. We won't be taking those kind of young adults or who are actively suicidal. We'll have clinicians involved in those screening and intake processes to make sure that the people who come to Garrett Space are the most appropriate for the services we provide. And if they need a higher level of care, we'll refer them to other places.
How will the cost be covered?
It's a combination of grants, philanthropy, and fee for service. This will be a sliding scale, so that we expect that some people will be able to pay the full amount, while others can just pay what they can afford. We want this to be accessible. That's the other barrier to treatment in a lot of these places, is they're prohibitively expensive. And we've gotten very good signals from the philanthropy community that they're very interested in supporting this. It's such a needed support option. And we also believe that there will be a significant number of grants available on the state level for mental health. We currently received a $4 million grant, a federal grant, for our residential center. So we feel like this is a priority. We are in a public health crisis with mental health of our young people, and there's a lot of money being put into that we hope to tap into.
And that $4 million federal grant will allow you to build this center now, correct?
Not entirely. It'll be about a little under half of the construction costs.
And so you've got you have a capital campaign you're going to be launching?
Yes, we will be launching a capital campaign soon. We wanted to make sure that the rezoning was approved, and then we'll be full on starting that capital campaign. We have been able to raise a lot, I would just say, without even an active capital campaign, which again, the community's been very supportive. We are getting, again, great feedback from people about wanting to really support this, because it won't just be available to people in Washtenaw County. It will be available to people in the greater Metro Detroit area and beyond. So we really hope a lot of people from not even just our near community, but further out, will support this as well.
Well, along those endeavors, you have a wonderful auction that is coming up. Go for Garrett's Space, your annual fundraiser for suicide prevention. Tell us about this.
So we're super excited. This is our first year holding this in person. For the past 3 years, it's been a 24-hour virtual event. This year, it's going to be at the Morris Lawrence Building on Washtenaw Community College campus from 6 to 10 p.m. on August 25th. And we do have, I think, our best auction ever. We have over 190 items from over 125 businesses. They're just incredible, ranging from vacation rentals to U of M, amazing U of M football tickets, to gift cards from the best restaurants. I think people will be really excited about that. That's going to continue to be online, but we'll be displaying the auction items at the fundraiser. And in addition, we're going to have an incredible lineup of musicians of all types, and really want to showcase the kind of healing activities and healing different kind of activities that we'll have at the center. So we're going to have youth poets. We're going to have jazz musicians. We have an LA-based R&B musician who's going to be coming in. Our girls who are musicians are going to perform. And then we're going to have a lot of inspirational speakers. We're presenting the first Spirit of Garrett Award to Ellie Saris, who is the current owner of the property, who we've built an incredible relationship with. And in addition, concurrent with the performance space, we are going to have fitness and wellness sessions. So Zumba, yoga, we're going to have a sound bath, meditation sessions that will be happening at the same time as the activities in the big performance space. Mario Sulexana is going to be our host again. He's joining us from Los Angeles. And we're going to have an amazing co-host, Chelsea Groen, who is just got off the national tour of Wicked, who's incredibly talented and will be amazing, I'm sure. She and Mario are also going to do some musical numbers together. So I think it's shaping up to be an amazing event, and we hope that the whole community will turn out.
What an incredible event. And you can go to garrettsspace.org. That's two R's and two T's and two S's. Garrettsspace.org and get more details on this. And then the auction will also be online, though, for people to bid on. Is that correct?
Right. So the way that people will be bidding on the auction is online, but we'll have QR codes at the event where they can see that some of the items in person. Also wanted to mention that in the past, we've had videos from well-known performers, and many of those people either are returning or we'll have additional people. We have Lucy Liu, who's a really well-known actress this year, joining us, Rosie O'Donnell, Philippa Sue, who played Eliza in the original Hamilton, lots of amazing Broadway stars who are going to be joining us virtually too. And the entire event also will be live streamed, so people can tune in just as they have in the past if they can't be there.
Why do you think so many wonderful souls out there are willing to give of their time to do this? It is such an important topic that can touch all of us, isn't it?
Well, I think a lot of young adults are struggling, or they know somebody who's struggling. And this resonates with them. And, you know, there's been so much discussion about how dire the situation is, especially still coming out of COVID, and how we're in such a dark place in the world. I mean, the wildfires and climate change, it's oppressive for young people. And a lot of the instinct is to just throw up our hands and say, it's just a horrible world. And I think that the people are really interested in solutions. How are we going to address this problem? And that's what we're trying to do. We really want to put something out there that's going to make a difference and help people. And I think that people support that. They understand that. They know that we need it.
Julie Helpert with us. She is Garrett's mom and co-founder, along with her husband, Scott, of Garrett's Space, which is going to be launching shortly now that they got the approval to purchase the property in Superior Township. It's going to be exciting to see what this ends up being and how this is going to help out so many young adults. By all accounts, your son, Garrett, was very accomplished. You have a tight-knit family. He had a lot of friends. He was popular, but yet he struggled. And I think, you know, this is indicative that mental illness and mental health issues can hit anyone at any time. Do you think a place like this could have been the answer for your son, and why?
Yes, we do. And that was a large motivation in our creating this. A lot of the issue with young adults who are struggling is they don't often seek help. They feel embarrassed. There's a lot of stigma. They don't want to go to a sterile hospital. And by the way, if you're actively suicidal, that's where you should be. But there are many people who are struggling, but they're not actively suicidal. So we want to create an option that not only that we think our son would want to try, but that other young adults will want to try. They'll want to go there because it seems appealing. They'll feel like, yeah, this might work for me. And that's the whole premise behind this, that we want to create something that young adults will say, yeah, I want to give this a try. I want to try to heal. I want to try to get better. And they won't give up hope. And that's really, really the essence of Garrett Space.
And you can help. You can join us for Go for Garrett Space. It's coming up on Friday, August 25th, 6 to 10 p.m. at the Morris Lawrence Building at Washtenaw Community College on East Huron River Drive. An evening filled with musical performances, inspirational speakers, fitness classes, a silent auction with donations from nearly 200 businesses and friends. And at 7:30 in the evening on August 25th, they'll be honoring the incredible Ellie Saris, with the first Spirit of Garrett Award. Many of you may remember Ellie. She was a big champion of downtown Ann Arbor and, of course, owner of restaurants down there along with her husband, Dennis. Really a great couple. And it's I think it's just terrific you're going to be honoring Ellie. And how appropriate that you're going to be purchasing her property in order for this to be built and to give everyone hope. She's just such a wonderful, magnanimous person. So it certainly comes full circle. Garrettsspace.org is where you can get more information about the event. Garrettsspace.org. And also check out all of the great online auction items. 4 tickets to the Michigan UNLV football game with seats near the 50-yard line. Private tennis lesson with Blue Chip Player Development Coach. They've got packages to the Detroit Zoo and many other great things. 2 tickets to the opening of Company at the Fisher Theater. 1 week at a lake house in Walloon Lake. A pickleball set. All sorts of great items that are on this auction list. So again, go to garrettsspace.org for more information. Julie, where did you and Scott and your daughters find the strength to do this? It's just remarkable how you immediately went into action when so many other people would have closed down and not had the fortitude to do something that's ultimately going to help so many other people out in honor of your son, Garrett. Where does that strength come from?
Well, first of all, I don't judge people who decide they just want to walk away and be by themselves when this has happened. It's devastating. And for my husband and I, my husband Scott and I, we just really felt like it was so difficult and still is coming to terms with the fact that we could not save our son, this brilliant, bright light in this world who was, you know, that was extinguished. And still it's still hard today. And so our way forward is, well, we need to try to save the lives of other people. We want to try to do something about this. I should also mention that because we're in a town with a great medical center, Michigan Medicine, and we have so many connections personally, professionally, that we just had the resources and the connections to help make this happen. And we both many times have said, it's meant to be that we need to make this happen because we're in a good position to give of ourselves and to recruit the best team. And we do have such an amazing team. We couldn't have made the progress we did without the people who are working for us. We are not mental health experts. So we've recruited this amazing group of people, and it has helped us. It still doesn't make us happy necessarily, but it does give us a sense of meaning and purpose in our lives. And I think that can be really helpful when something like this happens to you, that you can find a way forward. And this is our way forward. That's why we did it. And I think of our son every day when we work on this and want to honor his goodness because he was such a good soul. And I feel like we're just trying our best to do that.
And just imagine your way forward is going to be a lot of people's way forward in the future. So God bless you. Thank you so much. Julie Helpert, co-founder with her husband, Scott, of Garrett Space. And you can visit garrettspace.org. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.